In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come by here every couple of weeks and talk a little bit about some of the things that go on in Randolph County and as related to Randolph County government. Oftentimes, it's not really exciting, but it's a process that you go through in order to provide, you know, good services to Randolph County and its citizens. But I always appreciate the opportunity to come by. And of course, it's nice to see it's cooled off a little bit. Cooled off a little bit today from Friday and Saturday. Actually, it was raining when I came in, so that helps a lot. It was kind of warm over the weekend. I remember back in April, I was saying, boy, we should warm up, or May it was. I was like, right. We should warm up. Well, I got my wish. Yeah, it warmed up very good.
So what I said, the two shortest seasons, fall and spring, you know, and those are my favorite seasons, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're the shortest. We're either in summer or winter, it seems like.
Yes, it does seem that way, but we're in summer now. We just and happy belated Father's Day to anyone out there from yesterday. I got texts and phone calls from my three children, and that was nice. And but now we're passing the area where the days will begin to get shorter after today.
Mm-hmm.
And start working our way down to the end of December again. But I always enjoy the summertime, even though it is hot and that sort of thing. But it's nice to get out and go places. And as we begin to open up, I know the state of Illinois opened up, I think, 2 weeks ago from Friday. And we're starting to see more church picnics and activities out there, and they're coming back. Although I don't believe they'll all be back, you know, before this year, for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 22 before we get most of them back because of the planning process. They, you know, they have to plan now for what they're going to do next year. But it's nice to get out there and be a part of those, and I always enjoy that as well. And traveling around Randolph County and getting an opportunity to see people and meet them at the various different activities, and that is always very good. In Randolph County government, there are a number of different activities we're considering, and, you know, different ideas we're looking at this time, but not a tremendous amount in terms of, you know, things to talk about on the radio this morning. In roads, we do have, and I think I've mentioned this before, I always try to mention a little bit going on. We do have a bridge project on County Road 5. That's the road that runs between,
Wine Hill.
Wine Hill, yeah. Wine Hill and Shoeline. Okay, I had to get the two towns out. And there's actually two bridges. One we replaced last year. This one we're going to redeck. However, the contract's already been let. It has been delayed a little bit because there were some bridge bearings and other materials they have to get. And if you've been watching the news lately, there's been a lot of delays in construction materials, and it takes a while to receive those. But as soon as they have the necessary materials and are ready to mobilize, probably later on this summer, late summer, we'll begin that project. It shouldn't be more than about 4 or 5 weeks if everything goes according to plan. It should run fairly well and be accomplished fairly well. And that is the large one for this summer. There are a couple others we're taking a look at here and not too far, you know, in Sparta here. The road that what I'll call the Chester Road that runs between the city limits of Sparta, southwest, down to Shoeline Road. There's about a 2.5-mile stretch. We're taking a look at some improvements on that. They're being engineered and studied on that particular road, but I know there's funding available for that coming up in the next couple of years. I don't anticipate there won't be any actual work on it in this year, calendar year. I'm not sure if we'll actually get work on it in calendar year 22, or it may actually be 23, but we're looking at some work on the curves and shoulders and some updates, and then some resurfacing of that particular stretch of road through there. It's about 2.5 miles. Also in Randolph County Properties, the road district building is going to be re-roofed here in the next few weeks. That is a project that needs to be taken care of, and that's coming along very well. And we also have a small shingle roof job on the Randolph County Courthouse, which is coming up, and it should be taking place within the next few weeks. As you remember, about 4 years ago, the main roofs on the courthouse were replaced at the same time we did the updated the heating and cooling systems there. But there's a little section of shingle roof up on the very top in the area, the atrium area up on the fourth floor where the windows circle around, and you have the viewing areas up there. There's some shingle sections up there, and those will need to be replaced. It would typically not be a difficult job, except that it's up in the air four stories, which makes it, you know, quite a bit more difficult in lifting the materials up there and getting the old roof off. But other than that, it would be just considered a shingle job. So that is in process as well and moving forward. Okay. And so we're working on it.
All right. I'll tell you what. We've got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that. And we'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. 9:38. Again, this is The People Speak. And again, today we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and mentioned some of the projects that are going on in that.
Well, I always like to mention a few of those things because they are questions that come up in people's minds. And so when you see that these projects take place, you know that they're out there, that they're going to occur, that we're actually doing these things. And they're important. Roads, bridges, infrastructure of Randolph County is very important to our prosperity here, being able to maintain good business in this area and those types of things, and agriculture. That's all an important part of the process and something that as a county government we have to do. Now, and of course, obviously there's three different areas of road work. There's, you know, road district besides, you know, what takes place inside of city limits. You know, there's road districts, there's county highways, and then there's state highways. I'm just speaking to the county highways, which are the part of the county government which I work towards and work on. But that's some of the information that goes out there. In other areas, moving on to a little bit other, the Randolph County Border Review is open, has been open. Many of the real estate assessments have gone out. It'll be closing before long. It's open for a period of time after the assessments. It should be closing before long. If you needed something before the Border Review and you haven't gotten it in, be sure you do that on one of your assessments, because once it closes, that kind of ends your appeal process. And then the real estate taxing process moves forward. I mentioned it the last time I was here a couple of weeks ago, but it is interesting to point out it looks like we're running about 6 to 8 weeks ahead of last year, which is good. I know last year they between COVID and everything else of 2020, it was in middle to late fall and really December before the last collections took place. And I would like to see that more up in summertime and fall for the collections, and maybe even a little bit further ahead next year if possible. But it is moving forward and moving along, and that's good because schools are the main beneficiaries of the real estate tax. And when they open in the fall, you want to have the bills out, you want to have those collections in for them so the schools can operate.
Right.
So that process is moving forward. In other items around Randolph County, and I discuss them from time to time, you've probably heard me mention in the past the idea of the National Park, National Monument for the Prairie to Rocher area. I don't have anything new to report since that period of time, but it is currently under study by the Department of Interior, which handles national parks, national monuments. They're in the study and review process of it. We have garnered a lot of support from our U.S. Senators Duckworth and Durbin have shown their support for it, as well as Mike Bost, our state congressman. He has been very, very supportive of it and helped us in many ways. So we do have some support out there for it. Moving forward, it's under review, and hopefully we're going to have some positive results that relates to that. It seems there's not that many national parks monuments in the southern Illinois area, so it looks like it would be received very favorably, and we're very hopeful of that. It would really bring a lot in tourism and benefits to Randolph County. It would be very beneficial over the years and, you know, in decades to come. So I'm very hopeful of that. We'll see how that moves forward.
You know, once they can get that, then they get that, get a little bit of a, you know, federal support under it, and kind of help keep the place up, keep it running, keep it going.
Yes, it provides for tourism, it provides for federal support. It really helps and supports and boosts the tourism for the area. And I know across the river in the St. Genevieve area, they're also working simultaneously on similar types of projects. So putting them right across the river from one another, which does really encompass the whole concept of where that originally was. This, you know, you don't normally think about it, but this being the western border of the United States 200 years ago, roughly, before the United States had expanded, you know, west of the Mississippi, there were only territories out there at that time. And now you don't normally think of it that way, but that was a very important part of this area a couple of hundred years ago, and so we're very hopeful and happy, you know, to see this moving forward.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got another break. Let's go ahead and throw that one in real quick.
Sure. Well, thank you.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. 9:51. Got about just under 7 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And of course, I mean, summer, winter, there's not a lot going on. Summer, there's a lot going on, but it's
that time of year when you're involved in some of the road work and some of those projects, but from the financial aspects of it, there's not a tremendous amount going on in budgeting and that sort of thing at Randolph County, because we're in the middle of the budget year. So that, you know, actually ends in November. So that process won't start, but I would like to talk about some of the other aspects that are going on, some of the other road projects that we mentioned earlier, and try to bring you up to date on that. On Dr. Kena has worked a lot on the Randolph County, the four-lane project known as the Connector, Southern Illinois Connector, that comes through Randolph County. I had probably mentioned before, and he often discusses it as well, but that was funded in the legislative session for engineering. We've had some conversations with them. They're going to do some engineering studies between what is south of Waterloo all the way over towards what is Eden. That is the area they're going to do the engineering studies on, I believe they had budgeted $15 million for that. So that's a serious amount to put in. I believe the engineering studies and the public hearings will actually take place in 22. I believe that's when they have it scheduled for, which would be next year this time. The process will be going through, but once they complete the engineering studies, then they can begin to focus in on exactly where the routes would be and that'll lay out the process to where, if it can be funded in the future, you would begin to do the detailed engineering on, you know, where it gets down to the details, like we need a bridge located here and those types of things. But this is a good process. It's in consideration. I'm happy to see that moving forward. A lot of effort has been put forth on it. Also, in other news, Governor Pritzker was at the World Shooting Complex a few weeks ago, and that will be open this year, and we'll have the Grand American back in Sparta. That is very nice to see that happen. We really hated to see that not occur last year, but this year it looks like it's going to come back and be very similar as to it has been in the past. That is very important to many different businesses in Randolph County and here, and also some in St. Clair County as well, but and around Sparta, who have the opportunity to, you know, the restaurants, the hotels, all the Walmart, all the different ones that have the opportunities to do business with the trap shooters as they come through town. And they've already had several other events out there. Preliminarily, up to this point in time, they've had other, you know, smaller shoots.
Right. And I think they just had one, because I was at Walmart the other day, and they had pretty well stocked up.
We're seeing the stocking. They're preparing to get the stocks in place for when this comes through. Believe it or not, it's the first week of August. That's only, what, 5-6 weeks away. It's not that far off. And the planning is in full swing, getting prepared for it. And it's going to be nice to have the Grand back here in Sparta this year. And hopefully we can continue and we won't have another year like that.
Yeah.
So that is very good news to see that moving forward through Randolph County.
I know when the Farm Bureau was in here, I was talking to her, and it's like, you know, at least we'll be able to enjoy the ice cream this year.
I always enjoy the Farm Bureau ice cream out there. That is true. So I'm happy to see that moving back and things returning more towards normal. They're also taking a look at some projects. I know if you've listened on, heard on the news, they actually, there was a piece on it just as we were coming on. The Senate and the Congress are considering an infrastructure bill. And, of course, you had to be careful what you hear coming out of Congress because it gets pretty tangled up. But it looks like there is some real interest in moving forward with some infrastructure work. I know that the congressmen and the senators here in Illinois have put forth requests for, you know, ideas for funding is from local governments, and Randolph County has submitted a couple of different projects that they think would be beneficial that have made the short list. Now that doesn't mean they're going to happen, but that means that at least they're in consideration.
Right.
And we'll see if that moves forward. We could see a project or two funded here in Randolph County, which would be very nice. Perhaps around some road work, perhaps around some work on the courthouse and some of our other facilities and infrastructure around Randolph County. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes through and if it will progress through Congress and the state of Illinois and through the course of this summer. And we'll see what comes out of it. But it's very difficult to predict what will or will not take place when you're dealing, you know, with legislative issues.
So anything new on the economic development there?
Economic development, it continues to move forward. There is a project that has, and thanks for reminding me of that, there's a project that will take place. It's in the engineering phase and studies on the Port District for Kaskaskia. It's the Port District, which is just west of the bridge on 154 on the opposite side of 154 on as you're heading towards Redbud from here. There is a port there, and that's Gateway has facility there. TMW has facilities there. But there is some funding, and this was announced about 2 weeks ago. The head of this district of the Army Corps of Engineers announced that they're going to put the funds forward for engineering, for dredging out that area through there, which is the docks around KRPD Dock Number 1. They will have now, the Army Corps of Engineers is now going to fund the necessary engineering and studies. Of course, engineering always has to take place before you actually get, you know, barges in there and begin the dredge work. But dredging and opening that channel up so you can bring more barges in that area. There is a lot of economic work. Gateway FS does a tremendous amount with fertilizer there. TMW does a tremendous amount of work with metals, materials, as well as other things coming and going off that dock in terms of fertilizer and those types of things. So it's nice to hear that KRPD will be funded for the engineering studies, which means the dredging will probably begin about, you know, next year. I'd say next fall, fall of 22. That's typically they delay 18 months behind it, but that's just a preliminary estimate at this point in time. But the fact is, it is being studied, and that's the first step.
Okay. All right. Well, I hear the music, so I guess we're out of time, but thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you very much. It's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a little bit every couple of weeks. I'll see you back on my next schedule, which will be in July.
Yeah, we'll already. All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.
Okay.